Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Play is getting started again at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, but with a glaring absence. I spoke to stadium CEO Steve Cannon about the decision to go it without fans in the stands. How difficult of a decision was that for you to make?
Maria, it was a very difficult decision, but it was absolutely the right decision. We've been talking to our fans. We've been surveying our fan bases for both Atlanta United and for the Falcons. We know how much they miss their sports. I mean, just being having sports eliminated from the landscape over the last 5 months, we've taken an outlet for people that they love, that they depend on, and we've just taken it away. So we know they want their sports back, number one, and they've also told us they want to come together. They want to be back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So it's really difficult to say to our fan base who want to come back that we don't think it's the right time for you to come back. That's the difficult thing. And for us, safety for everybody involved, fans, associates, coaches, players, that's number one. And where we are right now is we want our fans back. We've been planning for the last 5 months straight. It seems like I spend hours and hours every single day on Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams meetings, all designed to get us back to being able to open up Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But we're not going to do it in a cavalier way. We won't do it until we feel really comfortable. Look, we've got the protocols. It will be reduced capacity when it happens. So we announced between 10,000 and 20,000. We just didn't feel comfortable that given the amount of the stage of the virus in our community and the stage of spread, that it was a smart thing to bring even 10 or 20,000 people together during the month of September. So we did not call the entire season. We didn't pull the plug on that. We're still planning to be ready down the line, so earliest in October. And we'll make a new decision sometime in September based on how this all progresses, that we'll either say we feel comfortable, it's time to open up Mercedes-Benz Stadium and celebrate our Falcons and our Atlanta United. I'm really hoping that will be the case. But if we're not comfortable and the virus isn't at a stage where we feel comfortable bringing people together, then we'll probably kick the can down the road a little further.
All righty. So, been paying attention to the political convention this week, and they've been using virtual applause, from the crowd. So you'll be using some of that, the virtual applause with scores of people on the screen.
Well, we're talking about all kinds of different things, from bringing our fans onto the halo board and to the mega column, some of those, so that our players can see our fans and supporters as they take the field. We'll use music. There's a lot of debate about, piping in crowd noise. Players don't love that. It feels inauthentic for a lot of reasons. So we're going to do our best to create fan engagement when they can't be in the building, and excitement, because at the end, our players depend on that. They feed on that energy. So if they're inside of a sterile environment that's really quiet and it feels more like a practice session than it does, a big, big game or match, we feel like we're giving up some competitive advantage. So we're working with players and coaches and our leagues to make sure that the environment that we're able to create, even though we don't have fans in our building, is as exciting and as energetic an environment as we can possibly put together.
Everyone, he's Steve Cannon, CEO of AMB Sports and Entertainment. Steve, you talk about that energy. I have had a seat everywhere from the field, all the way up to the rafters, at the bins. And I got to tell you, I don't care where you sit. You can see everything. And then if you hear the horns, the excitement, and the building shakes. I mean, it shakes no matter where. And you can feel it. You can see it. You can see the excitement. Let's talk about the players. They feed off that energy. I mean, how much of an adjustment for the players do you think this is going to be?
Well, I think, Maria, you just made a beautiful case for why live sports matters, why coming together as a community to celebrate your team, to feel the energy, to hear the crowd, to be part of that atmosphere, to breathe that air. That is different, fundamentally different than sitting on the couch in your living room. So we know that live sports is something that our fans love and something that they miss, and frankly something that our players absolutely need to bring out their best. They feed off the crowd and the crowd feeds off the players, and that kind of symbiotic relationship is what bonds a team and a city together. So the sooner we can possibly get Atlanta United supporters and Falcons fans into our building so they can create the energy and they can feed off each other and our players can get that, we feel like that's when we're really, truly back, Maria.
Steve Cannon is CEO of AMB Sports and Entertainment. We're talking about Mercedes-Benz, the Falcons, and the United games at the Benz will be played without fans through September 2020. Of course, Steve telling us that the health and safety of the fans is their top priority. The decision will affect two Falcons home games, right, Steve?
Yes, it will. So We've got the Seattle Seahawks and the Chicago Bears. Fortunately, the way our schedule has lined up for the remainder of the season, we've got two home games for the Falcons every month, for October, for November, and December. So, I'm really hopeful. We know we'll be ready to open up our doors and bring fans in. But again, we just won't do it until we feel comfortable and we know that it's the right thing to do. So, I guess I'm asking for the understanding and a little bit of patience from our fan bases, and to just understand that we're doing this for all the right reasons. As much as we'd love to have them back, we're going to wait a little bit, and we're hopeful that, come October, those games and matches will be played with fans, but I can't make that call until we see how this pandemic progresses for the next couple weeks.
We'll see you guys, and I guess we'll be rooting from our couches.
And until we can bring you back, Maria, the couch is the best place, but keep on rooting. Thank you.
We will. Steve Cannon, everybody, CEO of AMB Sports and Entertainment. It's been an honor and a pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
My pleasure, Maria. Great talking to you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.